This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does all the time, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for all that you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the program out, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the night with this news, first of all. Another advisor off the president's staff, Trump advisor Stephen Miller, has tested positive for COVID-19. This brings the positive people up to a total of 23 Trump staffers, associates, or relatives. You know, I hate to be where I'm going to go with this, but I got to lay it out there. There's something really rotten going on here, and Colonel Jim and I have got a theory on it, and we're going to talk about it in hour number four coming up on today's program. So I'm telling you, this is really strange.
It is really strange. It doesn't seem to fit the idea that, you know, some people might get the virus through this or that. It seems to be a lot of people really, really fast, you know, all in the same sort of orbit here.
Yeah, and this is a super spreader. This is how they got this. Now they have to find out who the super spreader is. Well, the big news, the huge news, is President Trump yesterday afternoon said he has fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents related to the Russia investigation and the FBI's investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email, that private email server. Now, the president said, and I quote, "I fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russian hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, no redactions. And then he followed up by saying, all Russia hoax scandal information was declassified by me long ago. Unfortunately for our country, people have acted very slowly, especially since it's perhaps the biggest political crime in the history of our country." And then he finished by saying one word, act.
Act. That's exactly right. And you know, Captain, this is going to, I think, really begin to push this, because I do think people want to know, but at the same time, what they're going to find out, I think, is going to be very shocking. It's going to confirm some of our worst fears, I think, but certainly certainly we need to find out the very bedrock of what led to the preoccupation of this administration and trying to stall them literally for 3 years or so of the president's of the first 3 years of the president's term, and which led to the Mueller investigation, which led to all these different things. And if it turns out that the highest levels, and I mean the highest levels of the American government at that time, were privy to this and perhaps discussing this, that's a whole new ballgame.
Right. And, of course, last year, you might remember, the president gave Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify any documents related to surveillance of the Trump campaign in 2016. President Trump at that time also ordered members of the intelligence community to cooperate with Barr's probe. Well, unfortunately, FBI Director Christopher Wray, CIA Director Gina Haspel have been dragging their feet, and it appears that they've been blocking some of these, the release of some of these documents.
Yes, exactly right. And again, when you have the notion now that perhaps even the president at the time, President Obama, was briefed on what was going on, that the Hillary Clinton campaign, again, was driving this sort of Russia hoax thing, and that everybody kind of knew about it, and perhaps even Joe Biden was in on meetings and these kinds of things. We'll find out more information.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of explaining to do on the Biden campaign trail, one might think, and we'll see how they react to that.
The president's tweets come after the director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, declassified the documents that revealed former CIA Director John Brennan briefed former President Barack Obama on Hillary Clinton's purported plan to tie then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia as a means of distracting the public from her use of the private email server ahead of the 2016 presidential election. We first started to get smidgens of that last Thursday.
Well, that's true. And again, to remind everybody, you remember, I think Hillary Clinton was very concerned about this private email server scandal, and that's why she would say things like, what do you mean, wipe it with a cloth, or that kind of thing, and trying to make it almost a joke, but at the same time, in a very real way, trying to shift everything over to the Russia hoax, knowing that just the email server scandal alone was enough to really blow up.
Well, just to wrap this up, because we're coming up on a hard break here right about now, DNI Director Ratcliffe declassified Brennan's handwritten notes, which were taken after he personally briefed President Barack Obama on the intelligence the CIA received and a CIA memo, which revealed that officials referred the matter to the FBI for potential investigative action. And at that time, it was James Comey. More when we come back, folks. This is fascinating, and it's the October surprise.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team up there in Washington State that make Relief Factor. And I get asked a question a lot about Relief Factor when I'm out and about, and that is, does it really work? Well, yeah, it does. I've been taking it for going on 5 years, and my problem is an injury I've had from the World Trade Center where my left ankle swells up, my left leg swells up, and the more I'm on it, the more it swells. So I have to take something to reduce the inflammation. Now, could I take a narcotic? Yeah, absolutely. Did I at one time? Yeah, I did. But it has side effects, and I didn't care for them, so I got rid of it. And about 5 years ago, after taking a handful of Aleve at a time, I decided to try taking Relief Factor. All that is a packet of 4 capsules that you take at least once, sometimes twice a day. You can take it as much as 3 times if you have to. And it goes right straight to the source of the pain and the inflammation. It's all drug-free, 100% natural. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you have. By the way, it also helps you heal because of the products, the ingredients that are in there. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, to find out more about it and to start having relief with the pain that you have too, you can try the 3-week quick start. It's discounted only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. So go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain and sign up for the 3-week quick start today and see if it'll work for you. A lot of people in this audience right now are using that product and it's working for them. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, we're going to move on right now because we pretty much got the first story out there. We'll probably cover it in the second hour, but there's all kinds of things going on here. When it comes to the COVID and the testing positive, we had one of the vice admirals of the Coast Guard who was in contact with other members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who tested positive. So now all the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have entered into quarantine.
That's exactly right. And, of course, anytime, I mean, this is unprecedented, number one. So, obviously, they're going to be taking every single, they're going to try to account for this in every single way that they can so that the Joint Chiefs can continue to do their job, even if they are, quote-unquote, working from home temporarily.
Yeah, and they can do that. That's not a problem.
That's right.
Now, the other thing is the president yesterday paused the stimulus talk so that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell could focus on the Amy Coney Barrett as confirmation for the Supreme Court. But the thing of it is some people started crying, oh, my God, we're not going to get our money. We're supposed to get... Well, they're not going to talk about it till after the election, folks. If there's going to be a stimulus, that's when it's going to be. But if you want to start blaming people, let's get the shoe on the right foot. You can blame it all on Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have a story from not all that long ago, Captain. This is published not even an hour ago. This from NBC News. President Trump issued a tweet saying, if I'm sent a standalone bill for stimulus checks, $1,200, mm-hmm. they will go out to our great people immediately. I am ready to sign right now. Are you listening, Nancy? And mm-hmm. so the president, of course, having called off those talks because the gulf was too big, obviously, but he is, again, laser focusing this back to the American people, Captain, to the people who need it, and calling out Nancy Pelosi
exactly.
for trying to help her political crony.
Exactly what he should do. Exactly
yes.
what he should do, because when he gets in the next debate, he can say, here's what I did, and no response from Nancy.
That's exactly right. And again, this is masterful, but at the same time, it's also necessary. And this is President Trump fighting for the American people. Nancy Pelosi and her ilk are trying to get money for their political compatriots.
Well, they want to bail out the cities. They want
right.
to get money to the cities to bail out for things that aren't even COVID-related. So that makes no sense at all. They were in trouble beforehand, so there you go. Now, the other thing is here, the president has shown no symptoms, no signs, according to his White House doctors, and the lead doctor said he is in no way contagious. Remember the discussion we had yesterday about all that?
That's right. And so this is very important. And of course, also, the very fact that President Trump literally bounced back, shall we say, very, very quickly. Of course, he was given these great treatments, very cutting edge, and so forth. It's a real testament. And what the president is doing through all this, Captain, is he's showing America that we can beat this thing.
Yeah.
And now you've got people trying to criticize him by saying, when he says, don't let it take over your life, what he's talking about is the attitude. It's like saying, look, we are going to fight and we are going to win World War II. We are going to get through the Depression. We are going to do this. And we're not going to run and hide. We're not going to let fear dominate.
But no.
They're criticizing him for it.
And speaking of domination, how about the Michigan governor again, Gretchen Whitmer, who has said that she's not giving up her executive power. She's going to keep state locked down
after
the Supreme Court told her she couldn't do it.
Well, exactly. Well, see, this is very illustrative of how these Democrats decide that, hey, they're in charge and that's it. But again, we have a rule of law. That's why we have Supreme Courts at the state level and of course at the federal level. So if she can't make a case, well, then she can't do what she says that she's going to do. And again, and I think this is important to point out, we've heard this time and again, nobody is above the law, and this applies to Governor Whitmer as well.
Now, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have another major hurricane that's coming into the Gulf. It's currently striking the Yucatan, It's going to come into the Gulf. It's had winds yesterday at one time of 145 miles an hour. It was a Category 4 hurricane. It's still a borderline category, or a Category 4, Category 3, with 130-mile-an-hour sustained winds with higher gusts. The tropical force winds are at 185 miles. It's got a big surge of water to go along with it. It's got a lot of rain behind it, too. We'll dump a foot or more once it gets to the northern Gulf Coast. And here's the deal. The northern Gulf Coast, all the way from Houston, Texas, to Pensacola, Florida, is going to get something. What the something's going to be, we don't know. The storm has not been pinpointed down as to where it's going to go. But all you areas in Louisiana that had the three storms prior, and Mississippi and eastern Texas, you're going to get it again.
That's true. And, Captain, would I be right in saying I believe that this is now, there's no longer gamma. We're talking about delta.
Delta.
Completely. And that's all there is right now, because it is now, it looks like it's coming up towards the Yucatan as it is.
Yeah, it's going over the northeastern tip of the Yucatan, which isn't going to slow it down any. It's going to get back out there in the warmer water, and it's going to just fire itself back up again. And this is a major hurricane. There is no way out of this, unfortunately. The hurricane force winds were out about 38 miles, but that could change as it intensifies or does whatever it's going to do out there in the Gulf. But certainly not going, there's no reason, no shear, nothing like that, to make it get weaker as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast.
See, that's the thing. So it gets up to ramming speed, really. And so one of the tracks that we see, of course, yeah, we see it coming up through Louisiana again, right there on the border of Texas and Louisiana, basically a straight shot. And so it'll come on out and maybe exit again what it looks like with North Carolina, that area, a little bit north of that.
Yeah, it'll go up through Georgia, across the northern part of Georgia. But anyway, it's too early to pinpoint this. I'm just saying this to our affiliates along the Gulf Coast, that you need to pay attention. You need to start making preparations now. And if you're in an area that's been hit and you're trying to rebuild and this, that, and the other, you're probably going to get hit again, so you need to get out of Dodge.
Absolutely, yeah. Pay attention to the local authorities. Get what you need. And also make sure that you have prescription medicine, these kinds of things to take with you so that you can continue to use those if you can't get back to your home for a bit.
Now, the McCloskeys, that famous family that stood there as the BLM folks came into their gated community and threatened them and this, that, and the other, as well as other people there, have been indicted on charges from the BLM protesters' standoff. And this is just a bunch of crap. I'll say it the way it is.
Well, I think you're right, Captain. I mean, honestly, people, I think, are just absolutely completely confused as to why is it that an angry group of people can beat down your gate, come on
break
to private
your gate.
Yeah, break your
bust
gate
through
completely.
It. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then come right through, ignore signs, come onto private property, threaten, make all kinds of things, threats like that, and yet they are the ones who aren't charged, but the homeowners are. That's crazy.
Hold that thought. And folks, this is the St. Louis attorney, state attorney, that got elected on money from George Soros. You folks over there in that part of Missouri, get the hell rid of her. She's up for re-election, by the way. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Trump has fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the Russian investigation and the Hillary Clinton email scandal with no redactions. Meanwhile, President Trump on Tuesday instructing Republicans to pause negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package until after the election, instructing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full time on getting his nominee Amy Coney Barrett approved to the U.S. Supreme Court. The president tweeted that negotiations would resume after the election, at which time a bill would be passed to support small businesses and hardworking Americans. Also late Tuesday, several senior Pentagon officials had been moved into quarantine after exposure to the coronavirus by the Coast Guard's vice commandant. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the second debate should be canceled if President Trump still has COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Val Dior. For more, visit usaradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. That's Larry Elder. By the way, Larry Elder is going to be down in Sarasota with myself and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and Charlie Kirk on October the 23rd. That's a Friday. We'll be at the Hyatt Regency down there for the American Conservative Summit produced by Salem Media. And I'll tell you what, you can come on down there and help keep America great for November the 3rd when we vote. And the Trump train and all our supporters will be down there, too. Looking forward to meeting many of my great friends and listeners down there, because that is where I got my radio start, with Sarasota. Now, this is a VIP event with very limited seating, so you need to reserve your seats as soon as possible. By the way, the members of the Salem Media VIP Club, you got an email yesterday. Pay attention to that email and take advantage of that. Go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com to get your tickets, and I look forward to seeing you down yonder way in the great city of Sarasota, the Hyatt. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And they have saved me money. I also bundled my homeowner's policy on there. You can do that too and save even more money. So go check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And joining us again, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania yesterday, taking credit for all kinds of things that Barack Obama did, but he made it sound like he did it.
Well, of course, that's because they have to try to come up with something, even if it's not really a Joe Biden accomplishment, because I don't know what other accomplishments he would talk about, you know, other than stuff that happened under
wait
Obama.
Wait a minute. You mean in 47 years you can't think of anything that he actually did?
No, but
Now, wait a minute. He took credit for getting the MRAP over there into Iraq and Afghanistan. He took credit for that when all he did was write a letter to the defense secretary. He didn't sponsor the bill. He voted for the bill. It was a Republican bill, I might add, not a Democratic bill. And he took credit for getting the MRAPs there and actually is running an ad, which isn't true, when the soldiers saying, well, I want to thank Senator Joe Biden for what he did for the MRAP. All he did was write a stupid letter, which, by the way, was signed by other people.
Right. Well, one of the things that Biden likes to do is sort of a Bidenism is he will say things over and over. Well, yeah, but he'll say things like, I'm the guy who did this and such, or I'm the guy who got such and such to do this or that. And so he likes to add to that sort of ongoing list in his head of I'm the guy who did this.
I got something funny to tell you. We're going to be honoring our music. The Truckers Music tonight is going to be honoring Eddie Van Halen. And he passed away after a long battle with throat cancer. And our friend Sue, the dispatcher, says she can't sleep. I said, well, that's because she's been listening to Eddie Van Halen. I sent her an audio to listen to.
Yeah.
It'll get you going.
Yeah,
and she just told us that Biden is a racist. Well, yeah, he is.
Well, the things that he said over the
Robert
years,
Byrd,
yeah,
the grand KKK wizard of West Virginia, praising him and all the things he did. Anybody forget that? I didn't.
No, we haven't forgotten that at all. But and other statements that he's made, I can't imagine other candidates saying anything like that ever and getting away with it. And rightly so, they wouldn't get away with it. But Joe Biden is getting a pass on a lot of things. And even so, Captain, to go on the Charlemagne the God's radio program and say what he said about, if you don't vote for me, then, quote, you ain't black, unquote. I mean, honestly, that's talk about being a panda bear.
And then he's got the black person that's stocking the shelves so he can have food.
Right, exactly. These are Joe Biden unscripted, and that's what I think the Biden campaign.
And then yesterday he made some comment about, well, I can't wait to see you girls 4 years from now dancing. What the hell was that all about?
Well, that was, again, Biden unscripted, and then it becomes Creepy Joe. And they're terrified of what he's going to say, what he's going to do when they give him a microphone. It's just really, I mean, they've got to be terrified.
He's in hot water, certainly, over a viral clip of him also suggesting why people were able to quarantine during the pandemic with his version of what it is, which just doesn't quite cut the mustard. And, oh, by the way, the Committee on Presidential Debates, the next debate, Biden says, well, I'm not going to go if President Trump is still got COVID positive, because they're trying to play that up, that, well, he's contagious. No, he's not. But here's the deal. The Presidential Debate Commission said, okay, we'll hold the next debate outside.
Right. Well, that's a distinct possibility. And, of course, the president and Joe Biden and everybody else are going to be tested the same as they would be for any of these kinds of events. But this takes on a new significance, obviously. But no, the president won't be contagious with COVID to debate Joe Biden.
And the one thing about Biden's speech at Gettysburg yesterday, besides a bunch of gobbledygook, well, I did this, well, I did that, well, I did this, and I've done that, it was all Barack Obama. It was not Joe Biden.
Well, of course. And then also, towards the end of his Gettysburg speech, of which he heavily quoted, by the way, the Gettysburg Address, of course.
Off the teleprompter.
Off the teleprompter.
He couldn't remember that if he tried.
That's right. But towards the end of that, he went on again about the voting thing. You go out and vote, and again, I think, Captain, they know that they're not doing it well, and that they are trying desperately to try to generate this enthusiasm to go vote. I mean, one would think, you know, if everybody just doesn't like Trump or something from their point of view, that it would just be a cakewalk for them. But it's not, and it's not going to be, and I think they continue to reveal that.
Yeah, and I want to say hello to Greg up in Georgia. I hope you're doing well up there, my friend. He had surgery a while back, so I hope he's doing okay, Greg, up there in Georgia. The Trump administration yesterday unveiled some sweeping changes to the controversial H-1B guest worker program. And I was talking to a guy from the INS who came over and had lunch with us yesterday, and he doesn't listen until a little bit later in the program when he goes to work, but he was an INS case worker where they decide whether or not, after an interview, you're going to stay here or you're going to get deported. And he was telling me about the people that were here that were letting their visas expire because they were under the misfortunate and misinformed statement that, Joe Biden is going to get elected, so everybody's going to be able to stay because you're all going to get amnesty, and that's what they're thinking.
Oh, wow. Well,
and he told me that.
Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah, well, they're definitely trying to, what this is designed to do, obviously, is to make sure that American workers, you know, have jobs to go get and not bringing in a lot of other people at this point that would hamper that.
Now, I asked him, I said, do you ever have to get out on the street and go out there with some of these INS people when they go out there to pick up the people that are being deported? He says, once in a while. I said, what are you most afraid of? He says, getting shot at.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy. Yeah.
So my thought again goes to, okay, illegal gun. What part of that is also illegal?
So, and
by the way, I also had a comment made to me yesterday by somebody who had a woman who hit them in a parking lot head on, who couldn't speak a word of English, had no driver's license, had no insurance, so you know how that worked out.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
What the hell was she doing in a car?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so again, you know, but these stories are out there, but unfortunately it doesn't fit the narrative. And, you know, the American people, they're all for immigration and people wanting to come and make a better
legally.
Life. Legally, they're exactly right. But you see, but the narrative is somehow Americans are racists and they don't want people to come to the country, anything like that. And that's just not true. But it fits a political narrative in order to beat people down and try to win elections, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and folks, I just had somebody ask me if I was going to talk about the Brennan thing and the DNI and all that stuff. Well, we led the hour off with that. We spent one whole segment talking about that, but in this next hour of the show, hour number two, we'll talk about it again in the first segment because I've got a little bit more information here in front of me right now. And basically, these are notes that were declassified and released by John Brennan, then CIA director, that showed the Obama White House briefed on the Hillary Clinton plan to leak the Russian interference to the Trump campaign to distract from Hillary's email investigation.
Yeah, exactly. And when we hear about that, I mean, the basic premise of that now is game over. I mean, is this a smoking gun right here? This sounds like exactly what
it would be if you or I did it.
Well, no kidding. And they throw away the key. Exactly right. I mean, so this is big time stuff. Major, major development.
All righty. Well, you hold that thought. Here comes the music. And folks, we'll be right back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to get into the roads, things that are going on. And by the way, you guys and gals, by the end of the week, Friday and Saturday, I-10 is not going to be the place to be again. So you West Coasters, East Coasters going coast to coast, you get up on 20 or up on 40 and stay up there if you're going to be anywhere near the Gulf Coast on I-10 come Friday and Saturday. It's not going to be pretty. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, Do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, my New Jersey cowgirl turned horse girl down there in Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia way. She used to be with Fox News. I met her on September 11th, 2001. At the World Trade Center. That's where she and I developed a friendship, and I know her and her husband, and they're running a ranch there, horse ranch and stables in Carrollton, Georgia, the Double D Ranch, and hello to them, and they'll be listening to me in about 2 hours. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Now, pull on in there, take a look at what they have to offer.
offer and tell them that you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. That's number one. Number two, how about joining the Drivers Club? You'll get points together for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying whatever you buy in the store that they've got there, the trucker's store, and you'll be able to use it to get discounts along the line, too. So that's the Pilot Travel Center. Find a truck stop closest to you. Tell them the captain sent you. And tonight we're going to honor Eddie Van Halen because he passed away at the age of 65, succumbed to throat cancer. And he really, really was an accomplished artist and a great guitar player. You'll hear that in this right here. And company, and of course that's not David, that's David Lee Roth on the lead singer. Everybody, and Kyle, are you in there?
I'm here. Yep.
Everybody thought David Lee Roth was the face of that group. He wasn't.
No, well, you know, the front man usually becomes that, but really Van Halen would not have been where it would not have gone where it went if it wasn't for Eddie Van Halen and even Alex Van Halen on the drums. But Eddie Van Halen, you know, Captain, he was a virtuoso. He really was good. And, you know, guitar players, for someone like him, he innovated what rock and roll guitar was. And he had such a distinctive style. And he was out there hanging on the edge on these solos. But you know what? He was under complete control. He knew exactly where he was going and made it look easy.
Yeah, and up until the time that I played the guitar for a number of years, I had a band growing up, high school, a rock and roll band and all that sort of stuff. Had a lot of fun with it. Made some money, paid for my first car that way, cash from the band. Oh, God, it was so much fun. We had so much fun. I remember those days so well. Okay, let me get into this because here we go. Hurricane Delta is moving into the Gulf of Mexico by late Wednesday and is going to bring significant hazards from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle beginning Thursday night and Friday. Now, meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will result in critical fire weather conditions from the northern and central Rockies into the plains, and mostly tranquil weather is expected elsewhere, although there's going to be some frost and freeze advisory. So you take it away without West there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, well, we are monitoring the system that will come in, we believe, to the Pacific Northwest, even parts of Northern California.
I see it.
Yeah, with Portland and also with Seattle, expecting some rainfall. Right now, geared up for Saturday, we understand. So that's going to help with some of these wildfires, obviously, and they'll have lower temperatures as well. So we're looking forward to that. But generally speaking, again, we're looking at air quality issues in that region. But of course, hopefully, that rain's going to take
take care of a lot of that. Also in Central California, air quality there, as we continue with the wildfires, they are containing them, mm-hmm. but of course we still have some of those lingering effects. Air quality alert in the I-25 corridor in Colorado, going back up again to Cheyenne, following up I-25 and up near towards Casper, Wyoming, where we have a fire weather watch going on. And of course, if you're going across I-80, you're going to still have that as you approach through Laramie and on a little bit west of there. And then, of course, in the southwest, continuing triple digits, Phoenix at 101 degrees. Out in the California desert, Palm Springs looking at 101. And in Salt Lake City, Utah, Captain, where the
debate,
mm-hmm. they're looking at 82 degrees for Wednesday and maybe dipping down into the 70s in the evening. So it could be a beautiful night for the bait.
You betcha. And I got some questions for Kamala. We'll talk about that in hour number two. But let me go off to the east here. Now, southeastern Wyoming into Nebraska, we've got poor air quality also in the southwestern corner of Nebraska. And when you come down into the central part of Oklahoma, poor air quality tonight. Some of that is the smoke coming from the fires and whatnot. Central part of Texas, the Metroplex, you got poor air quality there, as well as down by Houston, down towards Galveston. However, if you look in the Gulf of Mexico, it is bright red all the way from the Florida-Alabama line, Pensacola, all the way across to the Mexican border. Bright red out about 150 miles. It's coming. That's all I can tell you. It's coming. Now, we've had some rain tonight in the northeastern quadrant of Florida, Jacksonville down to about St. Augustine up towards Brunswick. We do have a frost advisory in northern Michigan, both northern Michigan and the upper peninsula as well, up above Wisconsin. We've got high winds tonight coming across New York State, I-90. You're going to have some winds blowing you right along there. And all the way to Massachusetts, Connecticut too, southern part of New Hampshire, southern part of Vermont. And then we've got some weather in the Atlantic, which is causing some gale force winds there in the Atlantic from about Long Island all the way up to Maine and Nova Scotia. We'll be out of that shortly. Now, here we go with the hurricane. I'm going to read this. Life-threatening storm surge and potentially catastrophic wind damage are expected within portions of the northern Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico beginning tonight. All preparations to protect life and property should be rushed to completion. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall will affect portions of the Cayman Islands, western Cuba, and the northern Yucatan Peninsula through midweek. This rainfall could lead to significant flash flooding and mudslides. The potential for heavy rain, flash, and possible minor river flooding will increase across portions of the central Gulf Coast, Tennessee Valley, and southeastern United States as Delta moves inland later this week. The question is where? Now, there is an increasing likelihood of life-threatening storm surge with 130-mile-an-hour wind push as this thing comes ashore. Now, also dangerous hurricane-force winds. This will be a major hurricane striking somewhere from Louisiana over to Mississippi, perhaps along the Texas-Louisiana line as well. Just not sure just yet. Now, this will begin on Friday. And residents in these areas should ensure they have a hurricane plan in place and start exercising it now. Follow the advice given by local officials. Storm surge and hurricane watches will likely be issued for portions of the northern Gulf Coast today. And I'll tell you right now, I-10, you truckers out there, you do not want to be on I-10 starting Friday anywhere from Houston east to Pensacola. Don't take a chance. Get up on I-20, get up on I-40, stay away from it, come across, and then do what you got to do to come down into Florida or wherever you got to come. All right, here comes the music, Kyle. We got to run, and we'll be right back with hour number two. And I'm not kidding, folks. Hurricane Delta is a major life-threatening hurricane coming back into the northern Gulf. Please, please take heed and stay out of the way if you can. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.